You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast where we've got a good day of racing in store, a cracking day over at HQ. We'll be previewing some of the Newmarket cards a little bit later on in the programme. And then it's Haydock, Worcester, Wolverhampton, two Irish meetings from Downpatrick and Dundalk to follow that. So plenty to enjoy with Sean Quinn, Ollie Pimlott and Craig Forsyth in the studio. But joining myself, Sam Norris, on the podcast to look ahead to four races from Newmarket on Friday is Dale Gibson. How are you, Dale?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good to hear. We'll start with a bit of news, as we always do, and we'll start with the breaking news, of course. Reversed is the headline on the front page of the Post. The St Ledger, a full 11 days after it's finished, we finally settled on a winner. The race was given back to Simple Verse, who was first past the post following a successful appeal. Your thoughts, Dale?
It was always going to be a 50-50 call. Certainly when the race was run live, you knew there'd be an inquiry, and you knew that Andrea Zini, who rode the winner, would be getting, you know, a small suspension for certainly for the first incident. I thought it was a brave call to take the winner down on the day, but that's what the appeal process is all about. It took a long time to actually come through. I think it was well over 3 hours before. It was 3 hours deliberations and another hour before they actually came out with the conclusion. But I think overall it was a fair assumption. I think the best horse won. What comes out of it is probably more important as to really what happened on the day, in that I feel that they'll probably look at interference rules a little bit through the course of the winter, which I think is a good idea. You know, it's certain races in the last month, horses have received quite a bit of interference and kept the race. So we don't want to go down the American route where if somebody sneezes in a race, they get their number taken down, but I think maybe some good can come out of it. But I think on the whole, the right result came out.
Yeah, a fair result in the end. I suppose consistency is the real issue with it, isn't it, Dale? I mean, as long as we can be a bit more, you know, perhaps not doing it the way the Americans and the French do, but at least being a bit more black and white with the whole situation to avoid things like this.
Yeah, absolutely. But as I say, I think a couple of incidents recently when jockeys have received quite lengthy bans, but they've kept the race, is certainly something that you just want to be looking at in the over round. I think our rules are pretty fair as they are at present, really, compared to other racing jurisdictions.
Okay, fair enough. And would professional stewards, that be a thing that you'd be interested in? It's obviously something that's been mooted quite a lot after the Ledger.
Yeah, there's going to be eight stewards, secretary stroke stewards assistants that are going to be in and around the weighing rooms each and every day, which will be starting early in the new year. I think that will help. I mean, on the whole, they do a great job. It's never easy when somebody sees a race head on for the first time, and you've got to play all the angles very quickly, and you've got to make a decision relatively quickly. It's not always that easy, I'm sure some good will come out of the other day, and I think some additional help for so much racing. From literally, you look at the fixture list, it's in the paper again, and it's a massive fixture list again next year. I mean, we've got racing morning, noon, and night, and you're never going to get everything right all the time.
Yeah, that's right. And I suppose it's a thankless task, isn't it? It's the same with officiating any sport. They're never really praised, are they? They're only ever criticised.
Yeah, exactly.
So, very difficult for them. But as I say, 11 days after the conclusion of the Ledger, we finally got ourselves a winner in black and white. Bit of news on the jockey front then. Good to see Ryan Moore returning to action as we record this podcast on Thursday. He gets the leg up on Peter off for some Michael Stout. It's all gone a bit quiet with the Ryan Moore injury. And then he was riding out yesterday. Now he's back racing today.
Absolutely, yeah. There was never going to be very much said about it. And obviously he's been keen to get back into the swing of things. Wish him the best of luck. Hopefully he can have a better second half of the year. But it was a nasty incident, a nasty injury he got. having had such a wonderful Royal Ascot, but it just happened so quickly. He had no chance at all with the horse at Newmarket in the stalls. Just was a tough one for him to take, but fingers crossed everything's good now and he can have a good last few weeks of the season.
Yeah, excellent to see Ryan Moore back in the plate. One other bit of jockey news just before we move on. Kieran Fallon returning to Britain on Friday. I have to say, Dad, I'm a little bit surprised. I thought we'd possibly seen the last of him.
Yeah, he's been in America since May at various racetracks and then decided to come back. But it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. He's 50 and it's not going to be easy for him coming back. But he's at Haydock Park for a couple of rides, so wish him well there.
Yeah, good to see. He's still got the hunger for the game as well, I guess.
Yes, yeah. Without a doubt.
Yep. Good. That about concludes the news then for this segment of the podcast. We'll move on now to take a look at four races from Newmarket on Friday. It's a really good day there. We'll be previewing the two group races, of course, and a couple of listed events as well. We'll start with the 155. This is the Mukadram Rosemary Stakes. It's a fillies listed event over a mile. 10 of them down to go to post in this. What did you like here, Dave?
Yeah, it's a competitive little race. One or two of these trying to get black type. One or two of these have just been on the go for quite some time as well. Interesting that John Hammond brings over Lavender Lane. Just had the two starts this year. Was beaten favourite last time. Four-year-old taking on majority of the opposition, a three-year-old. So it's both age groups. You'd have to respect a John Hammond horse coming over, and she's certainly got a shot at it. As would Johnny Gosden's Solar Magic, just been hitting the crossbars, finished second three of her last five starts. She wouldn't be out. She's had a bit of a freshen up since her last start a couple of months ago. I just give it between these top two. I would respect Mufriha from the Haggis Yard, but I think it's between Lavender Lane and Solar Magic.
Okay, Lavender Lane and Solar Magic, then the two to take out of the race for Dell. We'll move on to the 2:30. This is another fillies listed event. This is Princess Royal EBF NAIF Stakes. A mile and a half, the trip for the 14 of them here, and we've got early prices at the time of recording. Co-favourites of three on Thursday afternoon. That's Asayad, Journey and Melodious, all 4-1. 7-1 for Goodyear for Roses. Desert Snow, a nine's chance. Lowe's and Fishes, 11-1. Headline News, 12s. It's 14-1. But those, not a bad field assembled here, Dale. What did you like?
Yeah, it's a tight call. You can see why the market is relatively tight. Asyad has been quietly campaigned this year. Frankie taking the ride for Sir Michael Stout. Journey, John Gosden, Robert Havlin. Robert has done so well for John this last few years. She's a progressive filly. And Melodious done nothing wrong for David Ellsworth. Sylvester Souza taking the ride. My gut feeling is Journey. Just had a bit of a break from her last run. And for me, she's just mildly progressive and Journey will be for me.
OK, Journey then, a winner in listed company last time out at Salisbury for John Gosden and Rab Havlin, getting the pick for Dale. The third race on today's podcast then comes up at 3:05. This is the Shadwell Rockfell Stakes. It's a Fillies Group 2 event. Seven of them are down for this. 7 furlongs is the trip that is facing them. And Hawksmoor is the 13-8 favourite at the time recording. Doubly motivated on the drift slightly. That's 4-1 from threes. 9-2 for Promising Run. Thetis is 6-1. 13-2, Great Page. Flying Empress, 16s. And the outsider of the party is Justice Angel. The first group event of the day, Dale. Again for the fillies. Who did you fancy here?
I do like the look of Hawksmoor. I was taken out at Doncaster the other day. The ground just dried up a wee bit and connections weren't entirely happy with the ground. Be a bit more juice in the ground tomorrow at Newmarket. Hawksmoor's mildly progressive and for me he's been set up for this. Never easy, the Rockfell. It's always a race that takes some winning, but always a tactical race as well. Just the seven go to post, so tactics will play their part. But Hawksmoor, for me, has got enough in her locker to warrant winning this.
Hawksmoor then the filly for Dale. 1-2 of her first three starts for Hugo Palmer. We'll move on to the final race then on today's podcast, coming with 3:40. This is the Shadwell Joel Stakes. It's a Group 2 event over a mile. Just the four runners, and they bet like this. Time test 5-6, custom cut 15-8, 13-2 decorated night, and 2p is 12-1. A disappointing turnout, but we've got the likes of Time Test, who steps back in trip quite interestingly, and Custom Cut, last year's winner. A couple of decent protagonists in the field.
Yeah, Time Test, he's a good horse in his own right. Just wasn't quite up to Group 1 level last time out, but he's back down into Group 2 level. Very lightly raced from the Roger Charlton Yard. Very disappointing. Four runners. I think 13 entered and only four to turn up for $100,000. You just wonder sometimes, don't you? But it's there to be won. Custom Cut is game, tough, genuine, very well placed by David O'Mara. Danny Tudhope taking the ride. He won this last year. He doesn't know how to run a bad race, Custom Cut. But time test for me, he's got maybe a little bit more on his locker than the opposition. And for me, yeah, he's not a short price, but I think he can revert to winning ways here. Frankie will keep it simple, dropping him back in trip, and I think he's the likely winner.
Okay, time test then, getting the pick for Dale. He arrives here, obviously, after the back of that fourth in the Judmont behind Arabian Queen and Golden Horn. Just remind us, please, then, one more time of your four selections for the action on Friday.
Yeah, Lavender Lane in the opener from the John Hammond Yard in France. I think she'll take all the beating in the Naev Stakes race two, the 2:30. Tight race, but Journey's been progressive for John Gosden and Robert Havlin. I think she can keep up the winning sequence. In the 3:05, the Shadwell Rockfell Stakes, Hawksmoor, who was taken out at Doncaster 10 days ago, kept a powder dry. Hawksmoor to win again for Hugo Palmer and Harry Bentley. And then in the Joel Stakes, the feature, just the small field, but time test to beat Custom Cut.
OK, there we are. The thoughts of Dale Gibson ahead of Friday's racing from Newmarket. As well as that good Newmarket card, we've got Haydock and Worcester in the afternoon. Going into the evening, we're on the Taffeta at Wolverhampton. And there's two Irish cards to enjoy, Downpatrick in the afternoon and Dundalk in the evening. And we'll have it all here on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:30 with Craig Forsyth, Ollie Pimlott and Sean Quinn in the studio. You've been listening to William Hill's Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.